Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The In the Loop program with the Loopers. They're going to do their thing.
Texans training camp is happening now.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
I didn't think it would come to this, but this is where we are. Jose Altuve has the worst contract in Houston sports. And I don't even think there's anyone in the conversation. 713-572-4610. You look at Jose Altuve right now, something's not right.
Nope.
It's mental. Something is not right. We talk about the Texans and the decisions that they've made, and Bill O'Brien gets questioned a lot. But Jose Altuve, in his current state, making $29 million the next 4 years, is undoubtedly the worst contract in Houston sports. Do you disagree with me, John?
I did a little digging during the break there. It's not even close. I looked at some of the other bad contracts that I would say are bad contracts for our teams here in Houston. Rockets don't even have one, really. I mean, if Eric Gordon continues to get hurt, maybe you could argue Eric Gordon, but he balled out yesterday, that's for sure. He was a big factor in them winning the game. Eric Murray with the Texans, we've talked a lot about. 7.3 altogether, including bonus this year, and he may or may not be much. In a sneaky way, and we really haven't talked about this too much, Randall Cobb could be a really bad contract for the Texans. He's guaranteed $19 million over the next 2 years with a 12.2 cap hit next year. So Randall Cobb could be a bad contract if those hammies and that production goes down. But none of those, Landry. Like I said, Rockets don't have any. Texans, Eric Murray, Randall Cobb maybe. Come even close to what you're saying about and seeing from Jose Altuve right now. Over the next 5 years, he's guaranteed $113 million.
Exactly. And this is the thing. And Rick T., a member of the McClain Posse, said on Twitter, horrible question. Even if it lasts for the rest of the 60-game season, Altuve has had some of the biggest hits for this franchise that we've seen in years. This one pandemic-ridden season should not define anyone. You guys need to be better than this. Help me be better then, Rick. Like, help me be better. This is something that needs to be asked. So here's what needs to be asked with this Jose Altuve thing. First of all, tell me which contract is worse than Jose Altuve making $29 million the next 4 years.
Well, I just laid it out. There's not one.
There's not one. Second of all, why is Altuve struggling? Is it because of the routine? Is he thrown off because of the routine? If that's the case, then maybe we see Jose Altuve come back closer to what he once was. Mm-hmm. But what he was has nothing to do with what he's going to be moving forward and the amount of money he's going to make. I tend to think, and I think a lot of people around baseball, including an active player who texted me, think that this is mental with Jose Altuve. Mm-hmm. This is a mental funk, and for whatever reason, the cheating scandal is weighing heavily on Jose Altuve. My question is this. When does that expire? When does that go away? Because if mentally that is weighing on Jose Altuve,
yeah.
I got news for you. It doesn't get less intense after this season. Matter of fact, it might get even more intense because next season you're going to have fans, God willing, you're going to have opposing fans heckling you. You're going to have opposing media types coming in on you, and it's actually going to intensify. So it's not just a this type of year thing. Second of all, if you look at the snowball impact of the Jose Altuve contract, because you are paying Jose Altuve $29 million the next 4 years, you're going to have to make some tough decisions and let some guys go in the next couple of years. George Springer's a free agent this year.
Right.
Josh Reddick's a free agent this year. Michael Brantley's a free agent this year. Yuli Gurriel's a free agent this year. Eventually, Jim Crane's going to quit just writing these checks. And if Jose Altuve is not what he was before this year, and let's say it's even somewhere in the middle, let's say it's somewhere between what we saw in 2017 and now, you're going to have to let a guy like a George Springer or a guy like a Michael Brantley go because of this contract. So there's a snowball effect of this Jose Altuve thing. I tend to think, let me ask you this. Would you rather have the next 4 years, George Springer or Jose Altuve? Because that's pretty much that's
Springer's
likely the
older.
Decision. He's a slightly, little bit older, slightly older. Yeah. But who do you have more confidence in being a more important piece to the Astros, George Springer or Jose Altuve?
I will say Jose Altuve.
Okay.
But
sure,
there's a qualifier.
You sure?
There's a qualifier. The reason I say that is because George Springer is more clutch than consistent. We've talked about that. I think his career batting average, I don't have it in front of me, is like 270-something. And he goes in streaks. So the reason I'm saying that is because I think most Astros fans who are appalled that we're even bringing this up, accurately, by the way, that he is, as we sit here today, the worst contract in Houston sports is Jose Altuve's. I think at this point, Landry, we have to hope it's mental. Well, I'm praying that it is a mental block, because eventually you got to figure that he may be able to overcome that. Because if it's more than mental, well, then you got $113 million over the next 5 years for something that is not something that you can maybe snap out of.
If it's mental, he's not going to snap out of it.
No, I think you can. I think you absolutely can.
How? It's not going to happen next year. If it's already weighing on you with no fans and you're not even facing opposing media, then next year you can just call that a wash. Maybe it happens after that.
I think
if it's mentally draining on you, then it's not happening next year.
I think I'd be more encouraged if it's a mental block right now than a physical one. And the reason is we've seen players, you know, go into those slumps.
But isn't the physical a given? Like, isn't that going to happen anyways? So
it's
basically
now.
A combination of everything.
But not now. I will say this about the physical. The reason I hope it's not a physical thing. He's 5'6". You know, generously 5'6".
I tend to hear that a lot whenever we watch the Astros.
And about a buck 60, buck 65. When you're a smaller player and you lose just a fraction of a second on your bat speed, it's a lot harder to hit the baseball. You know, bigger guys can muscle through, can hit the other way a lot more. And I'm not saying he's not strong, but you get my point. Bat speed is everything for baseball players, especially smaller baseball players, you know, that can maybe grind out some infield hits, can take a breaking ball and pull it through the hole and, you know, on the left side of the infield. You lose a fraction of your bat speed, and it starts to spiral out of control pretty quickly. When you're 5'6", I would think you would tend to lose. I'm not a physicist or anything, but I would think it would be a lot quicker to lose that bat speed if you're a smaller guy. And so that's why I'm hoping it is mental, something that he can snap out of.
The other thing, if you look at Altuve, is, I mean, if it is mental, then at what point do you wonder, like, what's weighing on him? Is it because he doesn't like the backlash? Could he have a guilty conscience? And by guilty conscience, this is what I'm saying. Look, I think if you look at the actual data and you look at the facts and you listen to what Correa has said, Altuve did not like the trash can banging. Now, I don't know if it was like a moral thing. I don't know if he just didn't like hitting like that. But Altuve did not like it. If you go look at the studies that were done, there were less bangs with Jose Altuve. And he's always played the game the right way. However, Jose Altuve, he basically just took it on the chin, went up there, and he basically put himself on equal footing with all his teammates who cheated more than he did. So could it be that with Jim Crane, with the way that it was approached, where basically he forced everyone to apologize, they took it on the chin, he didn't really get to say anything, could Jose Altuve almost be like feel guilty by association that he was a part of this scandal, and now because he is a teammate, he feels like almost like ashamed of everything that went on, but he can't express it as much as he probably would like to, and the damage is already done, and there's no way that he can save his reputation.
It could be any number of things mentally, and I'm just hoping that it is, as I just mentioned. The other thing with Jose Altuve, it, it the guilt or whatever it is, the mental block that he has, the only way to really get over it is to just absolutely do one of two things. Just go on an absolute tear for four or five games or sit for an extended period of time. He's already gone down in the lineup. Just sit, clear your head, go to the cage, reset button, and have at it. Because, you know, how bad is Jose Altuve? He's bad. You know, right now he's batting 168 through 22 games. He has for the season exactly 16 hits. That's on base percentage of .233.
And sometimes whenever someone's struggling, you can see them hitting the ball hard. He's lost.
Right, there
he's
is
lost.
A, there is that.
He's
you know,
lost.
It's just seeing eye out, you know?
Yeah. He's 100% lost. And on the text line, I think Pavetex is comparing this to J.J. Watt's contract. It's not the same. Like, J.J. Watt, the Texans could cut him next year if they wanted to. J.J. Watt's basically, for what he can do when he's on the field, and I know that's rare, it's kind of a bargain right now that you're paying J.J. Watt what you're paying. Now, if they pay J.J. Watt like one of the premium defensive linemen after next year when his contract expires, then you can start looking at it. But right now, you're not handcuffed. Jose Altuve could bat zero for the next 4 years, and he's still going to be making $29 million all the time. And yeah. I get how great Altuve has been. I love Jose Altuve. But I don't care what you've done for the Astros in the last few years. If Jose Altuve, it looks like what he looks like right now for the next 4 years, it's handcuffing the franchise.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit here and have some sort of like farewell pity tour with Jose Altuve. He's a big time player. He's a big boy. He's making $29 million. And quite honestly, if you look at the way that he is right now and the way that he appears to be, even if he does come, you know, let's say he starts playing, producing at a decent level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to see the Jose Altuve of 2017 ever again. And when you look at what's going to happen with the Astros and the decisions that they're going to have to make because of finances and the guys who are going to leave, it's a bad contract right now.
And it's hard to predict. It is a bad contract right now, probably the worst in Houston. But it was hard to predict when he got that contract. I mean, he was still, MVP caliber, all-star every year, et cetera, et cetera. These are things that happen, and this is why – when you have that, it goes back to the team. When you have that window open, man, you got to take advantage. You don't know when it's going to, you know, they all say the old saying, when it goes fast. And I don't know if this is it for Jose Altuve. I don't think so. If you want me to be honest, I think it is a mental thing. If it's a physical thing, then I'm more worried. You know, I'm more worried.
But isn't the physical going to cut? So you think my question is, how does he get out of this? Because if it's a guilty conscience, he might just need to do a tell-all interview and basically just
something,
spill his
anything
heart out.
Like that.
Like pour his heart out to where he doesn't have to just take it on the chin.
Sit
and
for a week, man.
Go out there and say how ashamed
you
are.
Go to the batting cage.
How ashamed you are to have been a part of this. You didn't want to do this. You kind of fell victim to it. Go ahead and get it off your chest if you need to get it off your chest.
Maybe there's
it's
more.
Hard to watch.
Maybe there's more to it, and that's weighing on him. Maybe there's some other shoe that's going to drop. You know, we've heard things about Cintron, you know, the guy that started the fight, that maybe the reason he was held over is because, you know, he may know some things. We don't know, but it's something, and I'm just praying that it's mental.
And athletes are human. 4450 mm-hmm. on the text line. He could have something going on that we don't even know about. That's possible.
Exactly.
But it seems to be a lot more than just a physical decline that happens sometimes when you hit your 30s. Jose Altuve, we expected him to drop off physically, but there's something clearly wrong with Jose Altuve, and that's why I think he has the worst contract in town. If I could take back one contract, it would be Altuve's, just because I think you're going to have to let George Springer or Michael Brantley go because of it, and I just don't know where the light is at the end of the tunnel. Hopefully it's somewhere between 2017 and what we see now, but man, he is in a very, very bad place. But I think I speak for the OG and myself when I say we would love to eat that crow sandwich
yes,
from Jose Altuve.
Yes,
hopefully
sir.
He goes 5-for-5 tonight, sticks up both middle fingers at me after the game, post game tonight after the Rockies versus the Astros at 7:40. Let's go to the bubble. Sean Pendergast just got a COVID test. Texans 22 days away from facing the Chiefs. Training camp going on. Let's take an in-depth look at the position battles going on with the Texans next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.